Blog Talk
Radio. Good morning. God bless, and God bless. I tell you, I thank you, thank everybody this morning for coming by. I'm AJC. Are you really blessed? Well, let's examine that today, right here on AJ Ministries. Hit my intro. Good morning. It is a Friday morning. We are in the hizzy for shizzy. Ain't that how they said today, hizzy for shizzy or something like that? I don't know, you know. My day was back in the day, so I'm way past my time. But listen, you see my title is Are You Really Blessed? Are You Really Blessed? You know, a lot of times we run around. Well, before we start with that, I want to say my prayers go out to all those in Texas, those lives that were lost in Texas and the families that remain. My prayers go out to you. I don't know how I could have taken anything like that or what my response would have been if it had been me. But I say, just pray. That's all we can do right now is pray for the families that were affected and the whole state. I mean, when you have an ordeal like that, it's really traumatic, and I know a lot of people are going through, a lot of people have things, anger and things like that going through them, but I tell you, my heart goes out to them. But enough about that. Today, we're talking about are you blessed? See, a lot of times people get to this situation, into a place where they think, you know, that they're going through all these changes means they're not blessed. But the Bible tells us that if you walk with Christ, you will be persecuted with Christ. You'll be persecuted as Christ is persecuted on earth. So if people is fighting against you, you must be doing something right. Yeah, that part of the Bible really always got me messed up. Because I always would be like, man, I'm getting beat up. And I didn't realize that because I was getting beat up, it meant I was going against the grain. It meant I was going against the world. It meant I was not part of what was going on. So it meant that I was doing something right. And so for years, it was just like, I was just like, man, this is crazy. This is crazy. Because, you know, when you first get saved, you're running for Christ. And all you think about is, you know, doing. And all you're doing is everything you're trying to do for God or everything you're doing in the name of God is you're getting pushed. It's pushing you. Something in the world is pushing you back. Nobody told me that. Nobody told me that when I started running for God that I was going to get beat down so bad from the world. I mean, friends turning back. Even people you think is on your side was like, we would be like, yo, man, what are you doing? You know, you like, what do you mean, what am I doing? It was really a battle. But I thank God for it because the song says the battle's not mine, it belongs to the Lord. And that song really made me start to rethink some of my ideologies. So as I was going, as I was being raised in Christendom, I don't know how you say it. Anyway, as I was being raised, I started learning and started reading and understanding better. The thing I wanted everybody to look at in Matthew, it's called the Beatitudes. And you can truly just go to the, like, if you go to the Bible in Matthew, look for the Beatitudes, and it lists these Beatitudes. And I took a few of them out today, and I wanted to talk a little bit about the Beatitudes. Because when you look at the Beatitudes, it's a lot different than what we think, like in the world. And so I want to just go through a few of the Beatitudes with you, okay? I'm not going to be before you long today. I want you to get to your weekend. It's a Memorial Day weekend. We're about to have you guys. I hope you guys have a good, safe weekend. So I'm not going to hold you long. This is your Friday. You may have to go to work, but, hey, get in there, get it done, and get going. So I'm starting at verse 5 of the Beatitudes in Matthew. So verse 5 says, are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Now, the reason why I took that one first, I thought about that thing. Meek, blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Meek, right? Now, in the world, it says only the strong survive. But the Bible says the meek will inherit the earth. So I said, that first thing hit me. I was like, how is that supposed to work? Well, just because you meek don't mean you weak. Oh, come on. Just because you meek don't mean you weak. It just means you humbled yourself. You realize, you know, I don't got to walk around with my chest all poked out, pushing on everybody to be respected. Verse 6 says, blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be filled. Now, if you watch my last broadcast, I was talking about being right. And how right and righteousness is righteousness is the beginning of righteousness is being right, being morally sound, being in the right place, spiritually understanding. And listen, I'm not gonna do this. So I'm not gonna expect this to be done to me. The world says do unto others as they would have do unto you. So that's being in the right place, being in a moral place. I'm not gonna go rob, steal, or cheat to get what I want. So I'm not expecting that to be brought back to. A lot of people call it karma or something like that. I don't really do the karma thing. But anyway, whatever is what you believe is what you believe. Now, verse 7 says, blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. And that was one of the most beautiful things in the world, because to have mercy on a person. You ever see some of these things going on in the world? It's like we have lost our sense of life. We don't care about life anymore. It's like, it's so easy to take a life today. You know, we don't practice mercy. We don't practice, you know, just saying, listen, I'm not going to do this because that happened. I'm going to restrain from doing that. And the Beatitude, it says do that. It says act that way. But in the world, it's like if somebody says something to you, you automatically got to snap off at them. If somebody do something new, you got to go back and do something equally as bad to them. But why? Because it's only perpetrating a false idealism that battle is good, fighting is good. It's not. Verse 8 is, blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Pure of heart. Being pure of heart. You know, how many, when you look around and you talk to your friends or something like that, and they do something, or they ask you for something, or they want to do something with you, is the motives behind what they're doing, is it pure? Like, in today's society, you ask a girl to go out on a date. It is, you know, you, depending on where you check it at, you're going to expect something in return when you go. But have you ever asked a person out on a date just to get to know them? Just to get to know them. Or you say, listen, let's go into this business venture together. We can both make money. Is that business venture a pure investment? Or are you cheating are you going to be cheating somebody out of something on the way? And that's the key to a lot of people don't understand. Being blessed is being pure of heart. I'm going to do these things. I'm going to do those things. But I'm doing it in the purity of it. I'm not going to do it to try to get over on you. I'm not going to do it to try to get back at you. I'm not going to do it to try to hurt you or take from you. I'm going to do it because this is something that I need to do or want to do, whatever it needs, with the pure spirit behind it. Number 9 was, blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called sons of God. Peacemakers. When I read these, I didn't realize how long ago it's been since I read them and really delved into them. But when I look around in the world today, nobody is trying to have peace. Everybody's invading something or attacking somebody or stealing. I mean, it's nobody looking for that peace. So if you're that person that can bring peace into a situation, if you can bring peace into an adverse situation into a calamity, if you can bring peace to it, the Bible says that blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be the sons of God. that we walk around in our bellies with a word to have that storm cease. See, too many of us go along to get along, or get along to go along, however it goes, right? You just do what everybody else is doing just so you don't have to be the butt of that joke. But how many times have you seen somebody being attacked or verbally assaulted for no reason, and instead of saying, yo, man, y'all stop that, we go along with the joke. We go along with the laugh, just so they don't turn on us to make us the butt of their joke, to make us the target of their anger or frustration. Why? Why can't we just walk into this and say, listen, it just ain't got to be like that. You know, I was watching a blog today, and I heard Fat Joe. You remember the rapper from back in the day, Fat Joe, and he was talking. And he said that when he was coming up in rap, everybody wanted to see him fight somebody. And one night he was at this award show, and a fellow rapper came in, and they met Ox. And everybody he knew around there wanted to see the two come together and clash. But when they came up on each other, the guy reached out and gave him a hug and said, man, I've been wanting to meet you all my life. I've been a fan of yours. Much respect. And it was over like that. Just like that. They had never seen each other, but because everybody around them wanted to see it happen. Everybody was on pins and needles when they seen the two lock eyes. But when they came together, it was all peace. Why can't we live a life like that? Why can't we say, okay, I'm going to squash this beef. I'm going to walk into a situation, and I'm going to change the atmosphere of it. That's being blessed. The 10th one, I thought everyone would be able to relate to. Everybody can relate to it. Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake. As the opening, I said it at the beginning. I'm telling you, man, when I first got saved, it seemed like everything I was doing for God, it was like somebody was coming up against it. Somebody was trying to fight it. Somebody was pushing me back. And I was just, I mean, I used to go home after work, after doing stuff, and be with God. And I would literally just cry some days. I would cry. I mean, and the attacks wasn't just coming from the people that I was working with. As far as at my job or it was even coming from the church. It's like, I thought, and all I had was pure intention. Are you really blessed? So you think you're going through all this stuff and all this trials and tribulations because somebody hates you. But could God just be testing your reserve? Could he be building your faith? Could he be strengthening your heart, putting a shell over you so for the things he has in store for you, you can withstand the pain, the heaviness of the world, the struggles you might have to go through. See, one day you might have to walk up to somebody and tell them, listen, it's a better way. But if that person closed the door in your face, are you going to get heartbroken and never go back to another person and tell them it's a better way? If you're trying to tell somebody, listen, let me take you to church, and they keep refusing you, are you going to stop asking them to go with you to church? If you wake up in the morning and you have a dream that you want to go after, and you look around and say, I have no money, I don't have a car, I don't have what I need to do it, is it going to stop you from going forward? See, what you got to understand is those things you go through in life, they strengthen you, they build you up for the long haul, for the big push. Because at some point in your life, you're going to have to push through a barrier. At some point in your life, you have to pick up a door. At some point in your life, you're going to have to walk through some fire just to get to what you want to get to. That's when you know you're blessed. That's when you know that God, you chose me for something better. You chose me for something greater. You chose me for something more. And when you realize that the things you're going through ain't just to make you mad, ain't just to hurt your feelings, ain't just to It's making you. It's molding you into a better person. It's bringing you to a place that you can understand that God did it. So when you sit there and you're 15 years old and you wonder why you lost your child during birth, or one day you wake up and you wonder why this happened or that happened, or why am I locked up and I got to do these 3 years in jail, or why this. Think about your life. Like right now, I ask God all the time. I said, you know what, God? Why? And this is really how I ask God. I said, God, why would you wait till I got this age before you'd open up the dreams that I once had as a child? And when I asked him that question, you know what he said to me? He said, because if I'd have gave you what you dreamed of back then, you wouldn't have been able to take it. You wouldn't have been able to live through it. It would have broke you and would have pulled me. It would have broke me and pulled me away from God. When he told me that, I understood it. I understood it because I said, man, you know, if he had gave me some money back in 17, 18 years old, oh, I'd have been an alcoholic. I'd have been in rehabs all the place. If he'd have gave me businesses and things like that as before I was ready to receive them, I wouldn't have been able to carry the weight of the conflicts that may come from the housings, or I may the conflicts that come from the movies and things like that. I wouldn't be able to handle those. I wouldn't be able to make those mindful decisions at that time. So I had to go through a whole lot of stuff, so that when he opened up the things that I wanted to me, I could handle it. That's what he's doing for you right now. He's preparing you for better things. He's preparing you to do those things and have the things that you want in your heart. But he has to get you right first. You got to go through those bad boyfriends to get to that husband. Ah, God. You got to go through those hoopies to get to that Lambo. You gotta live in the hood, so when you get that big house, you know how to live good. You stop messing with me today. We ain't doing this Friday. But you gotta go through those things. You gotta go through those things to get to that place. See, it's greatness in you. You're a wonderful person. You have a beautiful heart. All he's trying to do is break all that fallow ground up that's around it so it can shine, so the world can see your worth, so the world can see all that you are. Are you blessed? See, because you got to be blessed when you're not making a whole lot of money. You got to be blessed when your heart is broken. You got to be blessed when people turn their backs on you. You got to know that you're blessed in the morning time when you got to get up and go to a job that you may not want to go to. Or you got to know that you're blessed when you got to stay up late at night chasing your dream before it comes to pass. You got to know that on all those hard times, you are blessed. The poem for today is going to be, is a good poem. It's by an unknown author. I found it. I was like, oh, man, this is the one. And you know, I say that about all the poems. I say that about all the quotes. But... because they all have a special place in my life, because I remember how I had to go through and still go through things today. I just attack them in a different way. If a bill can't get paid, I can't get paid. I don't know what you want me to do. I'm not going out and get a second, third job. I'm not doing it. If the cable can't get paid, turn it off. Turn it off. Everybody got cell phones. We don't even got a landline. Use your cell phone. You can get it. Just give me internet. I don't need the cable. Just give me the internet. It's really, I don't mean it like, say it like that, but I'm not going to let something of this world stress me out, because God has given me too much to be in a stressful place. He's purified my spirit. He's purified my heart. He's shown me that I can be more than what people ever expected. So if something happens in my life that's trying to interrupt that peace, that tries to interrupt that joy, that tries to interrupt that synchronization that me and God has between one another together, I can't deal with that. I can't have that. It has to go. My mom is the same. It's my way or the highway, right? That's what my mom said. And I know some of you out there in my age, you heard your and I said, these have two slogans, my way or the highway. And my, if they got mad, they'd say, I brought you into this world, and I take you out. But my way or the highway. And when it comes to my house, it's God. It's God's way or no way. Is his way or no way? Not even my way. Is it his way or no way? And that's how I run it. That's how I look at it. If it's not of God and it comes to my life, it got to go. If it's causing me unrest because and I speak to God about it and he says it's got to go, it's gone. And that don't make a difference who's doing it. If I'm doing it, if it's something I'm doing in my life that's bringing me more harm than help, it got to go. You guys don't know, my eating habits was causing me issues. I don't even eat. I changed them. They got to go. Those old habits got to go. I can still have certain things, but those old habits got to go. I said time and time again, I was going to tell my wife, babe, I'm not eating those salads. Lettuce is for rabbits. I literally eat salad 5 days a week. For my lunch, 5 days a week. I literally eat salad 5 days a week. No joke. 5 days a week. And I swear by it right now. I love salad. But the poem of the day is called Life Still Has a Meaning. And it's an unknown author. It's a life still has a meaning. If there is a future, there is time for mending. Time to see your troubles coming to an ending. Life is never hopeless, however great your sorrow, if you're looking forward to a new tomorrow. If there's time for wishing, then there's time for hoping. When through the doubt and darkness, you are blindly groping. Though the heart be heavy and hurt you may be feeling, if there is time for praying, there is time for healing. So if through your window there is a new day breaking, thank God for the promise, though mine soul be aching. If with harvest over there is gain, enough for gleaning, there is a new tomorrow, and life still has a meaning. You know, I tell you, man, when I got that poem and I read it, I said, man, life still has a meaning. So when you ask yourself, are you really blessed? Is your heart pure? Are you doing things out of love and not out of selfishness? Are you moving forward and not looking back? Are you stagnated or stepping on somebody to pull them off track? Oh, well, ain't even that. But anyway, see, what you got to understand is in today's society, there's so many of us walking around, and we need to know that there's so many of us walking around. You are blessed already. There is no question in my mind that you are blessed. And I learned something. I want to speak it in real quick. You're blessed to be a blessing. So yes, you are blessed. Even if you're going through trials, even if your issues are bigger than your bank account, you are still blessed. If you can get up another day, you are blessed already. So as you walk forward today, as you go out into that sea of unforgiving and understanding people that may come by and, oh, talk about how you pray all the time and how they tired of hearing preachers and how and you go through those people that just mad about nothing all the time. Hold your head up. And remember, you are blessed. As you go into this weekend and people start talking crazy, think about the Beatitudes. Be meek a little bit. Take down. Back up. Survey the situation. It may save somebody's life. Anyway, I'm AJC, the Common Sense Christian. I want to bid you a wonderful weekend, a great night, and I say this like I said with all my heart. Wherever you go, take God with you. Be blessed.